hate all this off-limit stuff.
It's only one off-limit thing.
Yeah, but we can't talk.
I got a lot of off-limit stuff.
Yeah, he's, for all intents and purposes, he's unemployed now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't here last week.
Oh, never mind.
You got to keep up on the podcast.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Good morning.
We'll talk during the commercial break.
There are no commercials on this podcast.
That's the best part of this show is no commercials.
What's better, no commercials or cursing?
Ooh.
Both? No. Cursing, no commercials.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
I would have to say, like, that's a strong one. Yeah. And, like, coming up
Kevin
second.
Was like, I wish people could call it into you. Like, call into the show. And I was like, it's not a show. It's a podcast. Like,
sure it is.
Yeah.
Show, podcast,
like,
same thing.
They can't call in.
And it's live when you listen.
Yes. All the time. It's live all the time.
Saturday morning about 8 o'clock. It's Eric, Demetrius, and Ashley. It is neat when people come in here during the week and I record before I go on the air. And they stop themselves from cursing, and they're like, no, let it rip. And people who don't, like Mary Beth, when Mary Beth was in here with me, I was like, go ahead, have a blast. They love it. Especially people who have like been on the radio before, and they have to, like, instinctively and intuitively not
curse. It's unleashing.
Curse.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, because you know what? Like, I would cuss, like, and probably to the point now I still do, like a sailor after work, because it was so pent up inside of me. You could feel it building like gamma radiation. And
today
then,
I have 16 curse words.
Yeah, and you go out and you're like, Hulk cursor! Rawr!
Instead of show sheets, it's curse words we're going to use during the show. It'll be like our... What was the... somebody had like...
Is it curse or cuss?
Curse.
Both?
I don't know where cuss came from. But I'm glad you brought up the differences in those words. I have a question. Do you remember the name of the town that I always screw up? Like, for some way, shape, or form, I got Oregon right away.
Mm-hmm.
And my brain knows if I'm referring to the state or football, it's Oregon. But across the water, it's Oregon.
Navarre.
No, I know that one.
Okay.
Is it Wasion?
That one. Wow. I was there yesterday. And I still can't remember the correct pronunciation. Demetrius would always get me on it.
Wasion. Yeah.
I thought it was a harder S. Wasion.
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 Just kicking it back to Wasion.
Nah.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah,
that doesn't
that's
even
not
sound
even right.
Wasion.
I don't even know how you come up with that.
Soft S. Because my brain got confused with it.
I don't know. But what do you mean?
What do you mean soft S?
Wasion, as opposed
it's not
to Wasion.
I don't know that was... Like, making it a Z is a hard S.
It's like...
You're just making it a different letter.
Z, yeah. You just changed it into a Z.
It's just the way my brain processed it. Maybe it was the guy that would always drive around downtown in his in his minivan going, hey, man, I got to get back to Wasion or whatever he said. He's like, you got like 20 bucks
was
in
that,
the ass.
Was
same
that,
guy all the time. What?
Well, I guess there's different pronunciations of the word depending on how much alcohol you drink.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But I would never go with the first one that I hear from a drunk dude and go, that must be it.
Has to be
that's got to be the proper way to say it. This dude, he would never mess anything up, right? He's got no shirt on. He's got jean shorts, right?
I trust this guy.
Yeah, he looks like a scholar. I'm going to go with the way he says it. Wasion, it is.
And we're done for the podcast today. What happened to your babysitter?
Oh my God.
Speaking of still drunk.
Still, a little bit. Might have Bloody Mary in my cup, just saying. Might be coffee. You can decide. So she just quit because she decided it just wasn't for her. After it's been like 6 weeks. So we're pretty good. Like, this is what it's going to be. This is what we're going to pay. Like, laid it out. Fine. She then said, I thought it was going to be $10 more a week. And I was like, what makes you think that? Because I'm pretty sure I said this amount of dollars per day times 3 equals this. Not sure where you got the extra 10, but I said, if that makes you feel more comfortable, you're driving here. Sure. Let's go with it. So did that. She did not. I said, we're going to treat it like we can do it hourly. Would you like to get paid hourly? Would you like to be like more like salary-ish? I said, if we do salary, we'll pay you the same amount per day. Kevin's schedule is really weird. Like, there are days where he'll go in at 3 a.m. and he'll come back at noon. Typically, that doesn't happen till winter. But I said, I would rather pay you than you being, like, there for 4 hours, pay you $5 an hour, whatever it is. Like, you'll only make 20 bucks a day. That doesn't make sense. So she had a sick day. Okay. She then decided that she texted me yesterday and said, oh, I thought I was getting paid like it was salary. I said, no, it's like salary, like for the days that I'm going, like we use you. Like when we haven't used her, we still pay her. Like we decided not to use you today. My mom took the kids. His aunt took the kids. Got We're it. Still going to pay you. You had no like mm-hmm. choice in the matter. This is what's happening. We paid her that. So out of 5 weeks, I think she works 3 days a week.
Okay.
5 weeks is how long we've had her. She's worked 2 weeks, three like full days.
Okay.
Like where she's had, we've paid her a day off. She took a sick day. She goes, well, I just don't understand. I didn't get paid last week. Like I didn't get paid for it. We've paid her a week ahead every time. Yeah.
So
she's mad that she didn't get paid because she was like, I thought it was salary. And I was like, but you took a day off.
How old is she?
I don't know. 21? Millennial.
It's her first lesson. Now, did she decide that...
And like, she brings her child.
You said that this... She said this wasn't for her. Like this lifestyle isn't for me and I need to get into fast food? Something more traditional?
Know. She or said, this working, isn't what this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Babysitting or working for you?
Not getting paid on days off?
Yeah.
Well, I
that's what it was. Thought. She heard like, salary, even and she assumed that regardless of whether or not she showed up, she was getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not how salary actually is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I've had these conversations with people, and they're like, "Dude, I thought I was getting paid," and you're like, "Bro, you told the guy before he hired you that you were taking a 2 week vacation."
Mm-hmm.
And you thought he was going to pay you for that? You thought he was just going to come up off of that money after you just got hired?
Well, like, in my head, I was like, even if you had like a corporate job, like you haven't even passed through probation
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's just...
Like right now, you
And I feel like I'm being fair and it's hard. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was like, that's fine. However, we wrote her a check for the week that she's worked this past week and next week.
She got confused because when you didn't use her, you paid her. But that's because...
But I told her, like, I was very... I have the messages that I was like, we will pay you when we don't use you.
But what
you.
She heard was salary
mm-hmm.
instead of flat rate.
And she thought when mm-hmm. she didn't use you, you were still reserving her time in case you needed her.
Right.
Not the opposite when she's got to bail on you because then you need to find someone or you need to rearrange things. Mm-hmm. That's where the confusion lies.
And I was totally fine with everything. I was like she was sick. Her daughter was sick. She brings her daughter with her. And I was like, no, absolutely. Like, I hope you feel better. Like, let me know if you need anything. And like, and part of me is bitter because like, I pulled out like a bag of clothes like that I gave her.
You know what?
Little girl clothes. I pulled out a bag of toys. Like, gave her toys for the... And I'm like, how in the world did this even come to be a thing?
There is a thing. And I don't know, maybe it's just like the type of people because it took me a minute to learn it, that we are, is that you want to be nice to people that you pay.
Right.
You want to be, for some odd reason, the money that you give them isn't enough for us. It
right.
isn't.
Right.
You want them to go, wow, he or she is a good person.
They appreciate
me. Instead of just going, you know what? The money that I give you is the appreciation that you get. That's what it is. Because then we end up getting in these situations where our feelings are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with anything other than the fact that we thought we were helping somebody out and we have gone above and beyond what we feel we should, and they've looked at us and spit in our face, mm-hmm. right?
No, absolutely.
And so we're butthurt. Mm-hmm. We're seriously butthurt because we're like, not only am I paying you, but I'm giving you a part of myself.
Right.
Oh my God, I've gathered clothes, I've got toys, I've gone this extra mile to show you that there are people out there that care. And then those people go, well, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there was also some confusion, like some early business learning for this girl. Like when I got my first full-time job, I remember distinctly saying to my dad, he had asked me if I had made sure I got on the health plan. I'm like, why? He's like, well, you need health insurance. I said, but I don't get sick. And all I knew was, I don't get sick, and money gets taken out of my paycheck.
Right.
So for 22-year-old me, like, that didn't resonate. I learned very quickly the importance of this. This right. girl learned all about, like, salary and paid under the table very quickly.
Yeah, and she was like, well, I thought I was salary. And I'm like, no, I'm like, taxed on blah, blah, blah. I distinctly told you that I would rather pay you per day, so more of a salary situation that you are here, because Kevin has short days. Come December, you will probably only work, every other week, you're only going to work 4 hours.
Well, and she treated you like you were the same kind of salary-giving corporation as Target.
Right.
Not the
and
case.
And in Target, you won't get paid for a day off after 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not what's going to happen.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
by
not.
The way, I'm going to need you to wear these khakis and red shirts every day you're here.
So now, P.S., I'm looking for a new babysitter. Okay. 3 days a week.
How about Kara?
Mm-mm. No.
The worst part about it is that she was like, my mom stopped over there, and it was like the first time she had met my mom. And Parker, my mom was like, oh, Parker, you stink. Like, she had like a poop diaper. And she was like, come on, let's go change your diaper. And Parker was like, ah, like being crazy, started crying. And she's like, oh my God, it's the first time I've ever heard her cry. So you've worked at my house for 5 weeks, never heard my daughter cry, and you still like want to quit? Are you kidding me?
You can't hear the kid cry when it's locked in the basement. I have a young person thing the other night. I got a message. Somebody sent me a friend request on Facebook, and then I got a message, and she was apologetic. Said, sorry, I know you don't know me, but I have. Let me pull my phone up. Like, I have something ironic and messed up to tell you regarding your ex girlfriend. Okay, and this was a young girl from a TV station who did some video a couple weeks ago at Clay. And I was a little concerned. I couldn't imagine what it was, but let me pull this up specifically. So it was, she said, ironic and messed up. And I said, okay, well, you know, please share. And blah, 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 blah. A bunch of people had gone, and she's dating this guy. A bunch of people had gone out, and there was drinking, and this guy that I like and I'm dating was kissing your ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. All right?
No.
Now he won't call me back. Like, how do I get... I'm like, was there something along the lines of, she said that all of my mental health advocacy is total dog shit? No, not at all. Why would anyone, you know, say that about mental health advocacy? I was like, that's just an example I was using. Like, I was missing... So my anxiety was not peaked, but at least it stood upright with this whole thing. And I'm like, wait a second, that's it? That's all there was? A lot of alarm for a young person.
Yeah, definitely alarmist. I have a good message that I got last night. Hi, Nico. It's Lori from Match. It was very fun chatting with you. Wish you were here to finish.
Oh!
Face. With a shot of straight on titties.
What?
And I said, hi, hey girl, nice titties. She sent me another picture, so I sent her a picture of me and all my friends drunk at the bar.
Oh my God.
And I said, that was a great chat. I wish you were here. And I said, not sure if he gave you your wrong number or if you put it in wrong. However, you should probably give a bigger heads up than showing your titties.
Wow, you got an unsolicited titty pic.
Yeah. I was like, this is great. I was like standing at the bar, kind of dancing, and I was like, oh my God, hey Lori, not Nico, nice titties. Yeah, I've never had that happen. She's like, sorry, I dialed 412, not 41, or I dialed 419, not 412, or typed it in or whatever. And I'm like, you drunk? Mm-hmm.
By the way, for
thank
the record,
thank God it happened to you.
Right. Like, I'm just like dirt bad guy.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, there's no way. No way. And honestly, like, as a man, and not just me, but as a man in a relationship, you were out at the bar with your friends, and then that happens to you.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you're like, honey,
let's
the funniest thing in the world just happened.
Let's use you as an example.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is me coming home from the bar with after my friends and I have just gotten a drunk girl booby shot and text messages on the phone. Kara.
Check this out.
You will not believe what happened to me while I was hanging out with Eric and everybody at the bar.
What was that?
Oh, I miss your voice.
What happened?
Well, I was dancing. We were all sitting at the bar. We were dancing. And then this text message comes through. Hey, so-and-so, wish you were here to finish. And then this came up. Boobies. So let me get this straight. Some random girl just sent you a text of her breasts, and you don't know who she is.
Just
no, honey, I swear to God, it just happened. I was just sitting with my boys. You can ask each one of them. So let me get this straight. You want me to ask each one of these men who will lie for you if this was just an accident? I swear to God, there was like 100 people around the bar. We were showing it to everybody. I took a big picture of us and sent it. So after you were done talking, you took a prop photo, sent it to her, and now this is the story I'm supposed to believe.
And she calls you Nico.
Yeah,
the best part
Nico.
Is that she tried, like, she legit said, thanks for the compliment, show me some.
She's laying there, she needs
and
something.
And then she, like, sent me a message, she said, looks like you're having fun, bye. Because we both said her after, she was like, looks like you're having some. I was like, It's like, nope. But not even one, like two straight nipple shots. One, nipples weren't hard. But they're very big nipples for small boobs. Like, I thought like big nipples were like a
big boob thing.
Yeah.
No.
No.
They're all different. Have you ever seen big boobs with small nipples?
Yeah.
That just makes me think of like somewhere when God was putting people together, he got sleepy at some point and like grabbed the wrong set of nipples and put them on. He was like, ah, damn. Like, that one's already down the aisle. He's like, well, I can't get it back now. No, now she's skinny with these huge
off.
Nipples.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, those are like some like saucer plate titties. And where the hell is 412 anyways? I should have Googled it last night, but I was like, I didn't care that much. I was like, I feel like it's like Kansas.
Sounds familiar.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It
is the number
familiar.
Local?
No, it's
no, 412.
Four from 412.
Is it Chicago?
Who knows?
D, what if had you have gotten that and instead
I would
have
stomped on my phone immediately.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like crushed it under my heel.
Is that what Tom Brady did for Deflategate?
Yeah, like it's the first thing you do.
That's why it sounds familiar.
It's like you look at it and you go like this. Oh, and then you stomp on it.
Oh my God. Oh, I have a surprise for you.
For me?
Well, it can be for you.
So no.
It's the power of surprise. Yeah, I know. Magic, baby. I don't know how to feel about it.
It's not even that. Well,
this is what you're wearing tonight?
I have an 80s bash to go to tonight.
Oh,
you know,
really?
I don't like, as much as I love Halloween, and it's not. It's just an 80s themed party. Mm-hmm. I don't like dressing up, but I'm like, I can pull this off.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff that you just consider regular clothes.
Well...
My favorite part is he was like, look at this guy compared to what I have to wear tonight. And I'm like, you're wearing a Batman shirt, like as a child, and you still wear a Batman shirt.
Yeah,
so
like
I'm
right
confused.
Now, all you have to do is put on a pair of tan shorts, and
like
you could
you
be Magnum.
Oh, okay.
And,
then
I was like, you still wear the same thing.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, my friend, who is the marketing director over at the Imagination Station, said, I guess Tony Geftos is going to it, and he was... He's been waiting to break out this old MTV 80s t-shirt. So I'm like, so I could just wear a Transformers t-shirt? She's like, yeah. But I'll do the. I'm going to do the Magnum thing tonight.
It was, of course you are. It's just a pair of tan shorts for you.
I hope you're the only one that shows up.
But I found short, like, nut hugging.
But they got to be nut hugging shorts.
I found some at Goodwill.
First of all, I'm shocked that you bought a pair of shorts from Goodwill.
You're wearing things that other people wore.
And they're nut huggers, so that means it's other people's nuts that have been in these shorts and been hugged by these pants. I don't even know if I'm comfortable with that. I don't think you could wash those shorts enough for me.
I feel like I'd be uncomfortable looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, your nuts.
I'm going to wear them. I'll wear them over, like, Nike shorts and several pairs of underwear. But
you can't wear them over Nike shorts.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But now that you've planted the seed of, like, nuts touching nuts.
I would probably put a pad in there.
Ashley, can I borrow one of yours, perhaps?
Absolutely. Like, I have some, like, old, like, after baby pads.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'll add some girth to that.
I would need a layer of protection.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Magnum show that comes on Monday night?
Yeah.
It's redone by CBS, like, it redoes everything else?
And they're like, and now Magnum's Hispanic. That'll make it. That'll give it its edge.
A little intriguing.
Yeah, Higgins will be a girl.
Yeah,
and she'll be hot. So now it'll be weird when they hook up somewhere eventually throughout this show. And you're like, I remember when he was a tiny dude with a funny mustache. Now this couple looks odd to me.
Are the dogs going to be in it?
Yes, the dogs
are in it. The original dogs.
Yeah, they'll probably name them something like Athena and something
not the
feminine.
Original.
Yeah,
not the original dog.
Yeah, just to show that, you know, they're hip and cool now. Dogs don't have to be named after, you know, big male gods. We'll name them after female gods.
What were the dogs' names before?
Zeus and Apollo.
Oh.
So now they'll be goddesses?
Yeah, it'll be like Athena and name another female god.
Ashley.
Helena.
That was good.
That was very good. Quick. That's Bloody Mary then.
I want you to steer this because you've got more latitude even in this context.
Mm.
So the Walleye going to do their superhero night. Did you guys see what the jerseys will be?
Mm-mm. No.
Black Panther. And you can already pre-order them.
Good for you. Good for you. At least black people will be represented on the ice in one form or another, because that's the only way, unless they're born in Canada, that you're ever going to see a black dude on the ice, especially in a hockey game. Good for you, Black Panther.
How much it is the most technologically advanced fictional city on Earth. How much hockey's played in Wakanda?
None. There is no national Wakanda hockey team.
Does this violate anything at all?
I don't know. It'll be weird when they fight. Like,
why?
You don't really know who to root for. You're like, but he's wearing Black Panther. But he did say some pretty outlandish shit.
The other team will still be in their normal jerseys, right?
I sometimes, like, in the past they've done Batman versus the Joker. Like, the opposing team wore Joker uniforms, so they've...
Could you imagine a bunch of big white people in Wakandan jerseys coming out?
This is not good. I don't know. Like, I get it. It's one of the biggest movies of the year. Why couldn't they have done, like, Avengers? It's just a little more...
It's not the same.
Somebody much more, like, intellectual and comical than us will pick this up on the internet.
Let's just hope they get the jersey right.
they do.
Like...
They look good. It's like the Black Panther uniform. Their costume. Beads?
Oh, so it's just like the neck and it's
no,
like
it's
a
the
shirt.
Whole, it is the whole thing.
What?
I'm confused. Dramatic pause.
This is for all you who don't understand.
It's a podcast. We have latitude. See? It is the Black Panther costume.
Let's see this.
Straight out of Wakanda. Right into downtown Toledo.
It looks pretty cool.
It does. Cool. For a bunch of white people skating around on ice.
Yeah.
Not Wakandan at all.
Yeah.
Can somebody agree with me that the statue downtown looks like a bunch of dicks?
What statue downtown?
The Gateway statue they're putting at the end of the trail in front of the Standart. It's like a welcome to downtown.
So like off Erie?
Yeah.
Like when you come into Erie. So I haven't seen it. I saw like they've been building it and waiting and we're all passing and it's just dirt. I haven't seen the actual statue.
More pictures for a podcast. I know this goes over really well.
Yeah, post.
They're supposed to be like bottles.
Does.
Supposed to be like bottles from Libby and other Toledo glass memorabilia.
It does look like a bunch of dicks.
Looks like somebody took a bunch of glass dildos and hung them up.
Wow. What kind of bottles are those?
Do you know those? Do you know those dildos?
Do you know those?
No.
I got text message pictures of those as well.
That is
one random night.
I might almost rather see that lady's boobies up there rather than a bunch of dicks on a statue.
Anyone would rather see boobies than dicks. Let's make that very clear. Dicks are disgusting. So, sorry, offense. No offense.
It's fine. I totally understand.
But it's not an equal comparison. It would be genitalia to genitalia.
Vaginas are still better than dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Titties one up on everything.
Yeah, but still you got to compare wrong. Genitalia. What's going on with Cohen? He was sick again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Is it from school?
Yes.
He's building his immune system.
I understand that, and you know, and like I said, once you introduce him, it's the same thing that happened to Connor when he started preschool, and that, you know, they go, they get some virus that's new and improved, they bring it back home, they try it out on you. And then they got to go back and get a new one.
This is like when the settlers first came here and
gave
the Indians everything. And they're like, they all died, so it's our land now.
Yeah. Like, he literally rolls over and goes, enjoy that, Daddy. You're old. And your immune system probably can't take this 2018 virus.
And you'll now have pneumonia.
Yeah.
And maybe
die. Like, it's literally. Yeah. But it usually hits me and it takes about a day to get over, and it just sucks because I feel like crap for the entire day, like damn. But she took him to the doctor yesterday, and they were like, he's got a spot on his lip and he's got a patch of spots on his tongue, and she goes two spots on his ass.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, the doctor thinks it may be foot, hand, and mouth.
Oh, Ashley had it. Burn the house down now. I had it. My toenails are peeling off my feet at this point. It has, like, effects for, like, the next, like, 2 months that, like, that nobody talks about.
Ashley, I'm telling you, it's going around. And none of the it's going around segments
on TV. She goes like this. She goes, he's on the ass end of it. You know,
literally. So he had it?
I guess, but he never broke out and any of the shit. He just felt like crap, and I just thought it was a cold, and he's got a cough. It's a very healthy, mucousy, productive cough.
I hope you guys don't get it.
And God, don't say that, because we got to go to Vegas next week.
What?
This weekend. And,
what?
Yeah.
Well, you can't just drop that and not tell us about it?
What? taking a baby to Vegas. Hey, what? Watch
You're
the
taking
fun.
A baby to Vegas?
Yes, I'm taking the baby.
Do you want me to keep the baby? What's
this is just.
You want me to watch him?
I'm not a babysitter. I might as well just stay home the entire weekend.
I'm looking for a kid. You know, I'm on the.
No.
Why are you taking him to Vegas?
Because.
No one can watch
know?
Him?
I don't know. We're just taking him. Because my mother-in-law can't watch him, and that's it.
And how's he going to be on the plane?
We're going to find out.
A lot of NyQuil?
First of all, he's a 45-minute baby.
What does that mean?
Like, he can do stuff.
He's three now. Stop calling him a baby.
He's a baby. He's always going to be a baby to me. I don't know why. But he can do stuff for 45 minutes at a time.
And he's over.
And then, it's over. The wheels fall off. So, we have 45 minutes of me being comfortable on this airplane.
3-hour flight?
And it's a 4-hour flight.
4-hour flight?
Yeah. So, 3 hours and 15 minutes, I have to figure something out.
Don't forget about, like, getting seated. That's just in the air.
Oh, first of all, bro, let me just... Spirit Airlines, shame on you. Shame on you. Like, for real, shame on you. All right, I get it. You guys offer broke-ass rates to get places.
Right.
But here's the thing. You can't offer broke-ass rates and then charge people for things
sure
and still be a broke-ass plane. Like, if you're going to charge me Delta flights, I want to look around and see Delta shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you walking up to me with a credit card reader and offering me a Coke for $17.95. And then going, well, you know, this is how it's the extras you that they get
have,
you with.
You don't have to have a Coke on the plane. Look,
it's $40 to check a bag.
Yeah.
All right? The same bag that I'm taking, you would fucking assume I'm bringing back home. But it's an extra $40 to bring that bag back home.
You don't fly now, much.
And then on top of that, you want to sit together?
Yep.
Do you guys want to sit together? Well, let me tell you how much extra that shit is going to be. It's a, well, depending on whether or not you want to sit towards the back, really the economy.
The big I mean, seats the, in front.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's going to be $22 a pop just for you guys to sit. Oh, I'm assuming because you guys wanted to sit together there. Probably want to sit together coming back, right?
No, I don't.
No, not. I don't know how this flight's going to go. We may not even be speaking.
It's Vegas.
This could work out. So that's another $22 back.
You didn't know that they do this?
No.
That's why it's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. It was an extra $208 for everything. We're allowed to bring a backpack.
Yeah,
you can bring
that's
back.
It.
You can bring a backpack.
How long are you going for?
Carry on's extra. I will be there from Wednesday through whenever the hell I get home, criminals. it could be a 24-hour trip. You don't know how long I'm going to be gone. You know,
one day.
Did
you have a house there?
Yeah.
Was this for your anniversary?
No.
Or you guys just decided to go?
No. I have a convention that I have to attend.
A work thing?
Yeah.
And they're not paying for it?
Yeah, they are.
So they're going to reimburse you?
Yeah.
Gosh.
But I got to wear a tracking device.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's.
Here. Oh, you're used to that, right? You were in jail before.
Oh, my God. What is happening? I don't even understand.
That is absolutely the opposite of what that other thing is. I mean, those people are out. People who are in jail.
I just figured probation.
Would like
parole.
They didn't
even have that kind of technology when he was in jail.
Yeah, a parrot would follow us around. A tracking parrot. They would go, all right, Mr. Crackers.
Everybody back in.
He's allowed outside, but you have to watch him, Mr. Crackers. Mr. Crackers for 4 months. He's on probation for 4 months, Mr. Crackers. Occasionally report in and tell us what he's doing. Arr, he's with a wench. Arr, he's with a wench.
What's the tracking device for? Why is his workplace tracking you?
To make sure, to be eligible for all of the reimbursements, you have to go to all of the seminars.
How are they tracking you?
With my name badge.
Got so you just have to chime in and then you can leave?
No. No.
I get it. There are probably some shady people who find ways out of it. And it is Vegas. Although, if you didn't have to have it in Vegas, maybe they wouldn't have to track people.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm cool with it. It's my first thing, so...
So you're working, I'm assuming, Monday or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? At the convention?
Yeah.
So Kara has to keep him busy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I hope he likes Elvis and whatever else there is.
Well, she's like, you know, we can go to the pool and blah, blah, blah. There's a ton of food and she wants to take him to the M&M store and all that other stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know, introduce him to a hooker.
Yeah.
You know. Might as well knock that right out of the box.
They probably babysit.
Yeah, like right now, I'm sure that, you know, you could probably get away with it with this don't judge me movement that's going on right now.
They'd rather do that for $40 an hour than something else, I guarantee it.
So
I'm Googling kids in Vegas. Did Kara already look this up?
I'm sure.
Adventure Theme Park, Springs Pervert, Springs Reserve, Madame Tussauds.
First of all. He is three.
Yeah. He doesn't care about wax people. He doesn't care about real people.
Shark Reef Aquarium. Eiffel Tower Experience. Discovery Children's. Red Rock Canyon. All right, so there's Ethel M. Chocolate. Oh, that's in Henderson, Nevada. So there's things for him to do.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd Google kids, things to do in Vegas for kids.
He had a 45-minute window.
Right.
That means, you know, it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of days.
Maybe you can use his temper tantrum that he throws on the plane to negotiate your way to different seats.
Dude.
So suckers are great.
I got an iPad.
Yep, suckers, ooh, iPad. Yeah. Those things where like you like flip the page and you use like the water crayon to like draw on things.
SkyMall.
SkyMall's awful. Forget. Take a balloon, blow up a balloon, and blow it in his face multiple times. I was a nanny for years, so I traveled with kids all the time by myself.
NyQuil.
It has reverse effects. Same thing with Benadryl.
There was a time that I took that boy into a dollar store with my wife.
Best day ever.
Oh, no. Oh. No. And here's the thing. He was totally going to get something.
Yeah.
I let him pick it out. It was a race car.
Yeah.
It was a Hot Wheels race car. And the only thing I asked him to do was not open it until we got it to the register and paid for it. And you know what he did? He lost his mind. He hit the floor. He started kicking and screaming and crying. And all of a sudden, I was that parent. I was that parent in a store with a baby that was out of control, and I was getting stares from everybody. And when I say everybody, I also mean my wife, who walked away from me like she didn't fucking know me, and she had no association to these children. Literally walked away. I picked this baby up, looked around, she was gone. I watched her look at a lady and go,
this motherfucker.
Yeah. And I had to walk him out of the store.
He didn't get the
car. That was a Hot Wheels car.
He didn't get the car?
No.
They stole it. It went out with him.
Do you ever see one of those things where your kid has a meltdown and he's holding something in his hand and you walk out of the store and now he's a meltdown and you're a thief?
Yeah, that's the worst.
He's got Hulk grip on it and you can't pry it out of his hands.
You're just like, all you want to do is just get out of the place. You don't care. You snatch him up and you're walking out and you're like, holy shit, you have two Hot Wheels.
Yep.
And he's...
have your kids ever done that?
The
meltdowns?
Oh my God. So we went to Chuck E. Cheese last Friday. We're like, we're going to be good parents. We're going away for the weekend. So let's take the kids... to the cheese. Took the kids to cheese. I was that parent. Parker is like, I'm proud of her because she's so independent. And I'm like, yes, girl, you're going to rule this world. However, she's not even two. So she's like, excuse me, bitch. I'm walking away now. Like, I'm doing this. You can go do that. That's fine. I don't need to look for you. Somebody else will take me home. She gives no shit. So I was like, okay, we're eating. Here you go. We're drinking. She lost her mind because I wouldn't let her. It's like straw cups. You know, it's not sippy cups. I put her down so she could like run up and go look at like the Chuck E. Cheese on the stage thing. I tried taking her cup. She's like, meh. And it was like that loud. Meh.
It's a weird screech.
And I was like, stop it. I was like, you're fine. I'm like, just give it to me. I'm trying to have like an adult conversation. I'm like, stop being ridiculous. I'm like, give me the cup. She's like, meh. And I was like, oh my God. Everyone's like turning. And I'm like, my pterodactyl has gone crazy. Oh. So let me just, I apologize.
I've watched Cohen.
I just let her run up. I was like, and it's awful because I'm like, I want to grab you and smack you and be like, listen, lady, like get it together. There was nothing. So she just sat. She walked around with like it right at her chest, and she just had her head down the entire time. And she's dancing, and she does a dance where her one leg stays straight, and the other one like moves.
Is that the stanky leg?
Yeah, that's what we call it. So I'm like, yeah, stanky leg. And she just walks around, and she just does it, and she goes basically in a circle because one leg's straight.
I'm sure they're used to that at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's so,
what did Cohen?
I know, but everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, "Shut up!"
Like your kids do this too. Stop.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He literally, I watched him clench both of his little fists, bend his arms, shake, like a vibrating shake. Just.
I'm clenching so hard. Every
and then,
part of me.
And then squeal. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, who taught you that? Where'd you find that out? Who told you, bro?
Because it can't just like, be that yeah, it happened.
What yeah. can't be natural? Yeah. I took something
but
from
it is.
Him. And it was, it's just like his natural instinct was to clench every muscle in his body, quiver, and squeal. And I'm like, is it in a handbook? Do babies get a handbook of like really irritating behavior that'll scare the shit out of your parents, that'll make them give you stuff? Like, hey, look, it says day one, hit the ground and be lifeless. Who taught you that? Yeah. No one didn't. I didn't introduce you to children who did that and were like, bro, just do it. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Maybe he did learn it at school.
No.
No.
Maybe he learned it on TV.
It's like a, it's just a normal, it's like a, like they know it. Like they're born with a.
Like this can't be a survival skill because things would eat you if you did that.
Unless you're bigger than those things. I mean, look, we are carnal.
I'm talking about the behavior of children.
I get it. I get it. He has not
and
learned
you
proper
show
human
me a
decorum.
Wild animal
yeah.
who would just look at a baby and go, wow, that's scary as hell. I'm not going to eat you.
A possum.
Like he's a shaking.
Yeah, he's shaking.
I don't understand that's that. Like, is that fear?
It's, and I don't. I wonder what that tastes like.
No, kids are creepy. Kids are weird.
Do you guys have anything else?
Do I have anything else? Oh, happy anniversary.
To Kara.
Whomever. Yeah, my wife. Yeah, today's
to whomever.
Yeah, to whomever. To whomever's listening, because I'm sure that somebody's anniversary is going to be someday when you listen to this.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hey, Charlie, glad you lost your virginity, bro. Yeah, I don't know when you're listening to this, but there's a dude named Charlie who's just had sex and is like, wow, that guy's speaking to me.
He knows.
Some people sent me text messages, happy Yom Kippur. That's not exactly the the proper
That's like
Korean.
Yiddish for Magnum PI, right?
Close. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. That's happy. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, where you fast for a day to atone for your sins.
So people are happy, sending it to you. Are they Jewish that are sending it to you?
They have no idea. Look,
so they're just like, oh my God, he's Jewish. Yeah, I'm going to send this message.
I don't worry about
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jewish Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, it pops up on my Apple calendar.
Yeah.
Yom Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur.
So fasting.
Only if you sin.
Only if you sin. So if people who are like literally not eating right now.
No,
who
it's
are
only,
like, do they get like, do they build up like sin credit?
My dad has done this. And it's from sundown to sundown. And then you have a big party to break the fast. Mm-hmm. I think it was Wednesday night. My friend Robin invited
me
over.
I've seen Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, okay. You're a step ahead of me. Yeah, like I just say that I have not sinned, so I don't have to fast. But somebody had brought this
wow,
up to me on.
That's a sin of pride.
Somebody had brought this up to me on Tuesday.
That's a sin.
Yeah. Come on. I didn't sloth anybody.
Man.
What?
So somebody kind of pressured.
You're going to die, and then like God's just going to look at you and go, really, bro?
You're never going to eat.
The ball's on you. It's just like, this guy's walking in here, sitting, he's never done a thing. Never. Never done a thing. Can you believe that?
This guy's never sinned.
Steve Jobs, come over here. Come over here. Look at this dude. He said he hasn't done anything to anybody.
Did you see those Magnum PI shorts?
Yeah,
I
really,
feel like that's a sin.
Yeah, like. Two balls just hanging out. Just
right.
Both of them. Untrimmed. Horrible.
Untrimmed.
Horrible, horrible.
Is that a looked pubic like hair was, hanging out of your shorts?
Yeah, it looked like Kiwis trying to escape the country. It was absolutely offensive.
No sins.
No sins.
No sins.
No sins.
But when Tuesday night
we got a special door for you.
The door. Here, you're never going to eat while you're here.
It's a slide.
It was Tuesday night, and somebody had mentioned something to me. They're like, don't you have to fast? I'm like, well, I didn't sin. But they were very adamant about it. I'm like, you know what? You know what? For you, I will go out and run amok for 4 hours just so I can fast for the next day so you can be content for my Yom Kippur.
Wait, you feel like you've never sinned? Like, for real? You're just joking, right? Okay.
It's like if you say it enough, you believe it. Like, when you're
it's not like Candyman. Sin is not like Candyman. You don't just go, sin, almost got me. No. No, sin is an action, bro.
I haven't killed anybody. I'm clear.
Yeah, okay. You think it's just murder.
And how about this? And I think I
just murder.
I haven't
like we live in the purge.
Are we going by the Ten Commandments?
Like I haven't seen.
Are you Catholic?
Well, that's a Jewish thing.
Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See? Such a good Catholic.
Hey, Steve, come here. We got this lady that thinks that the Ten Commandments were Catholic.
Listen, I don't know.
Old Testament, New Testament.
All I know is I sin.
Yeah.
So OG, new G.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yep.
The Ten Commandments.
Fire, brimstone, let's hug it out.
Good luck with golf today. I hope you shoot under 1,000.
I don't.
I hope you're home before 5. Are you going to get your money's worth?
Yeah.
That's the strange thing about golf. You actually want to get off the course
as quickly as possible. I know. Yeah, but not me.
You take your time?
I'd like to see the entire course. You know, with my little cart following my ball. Like, hey, I don't know why my ball wanted to go over here, but it looks like a pond.
Ashley, what are you doing today and this weekend?
I have no idea. No idea.
You going to finish up your hangover? Or,
yes.
Or finish not being drunk?
I don't think I'm drunk anymore. I wasn't sure when I woke up.
Were you at Wesley's?
Yes. Wesley's. I went to the concert thing, and I didn't like country. So
another country concert.
But it was like a work thing, and I legit, like, they're in the, like, I got boss's daughter to the front of the thing. She was like 10. She was thrilled. I took, like, his, like, wife, and I was like, yo, she's right there. Squeeze in. Not into this. And I was like, I did my good deed. I'm good. I feel good about this. Sins are forgiven.
There you go. Yeah. See? Yeah. You got to keep the ledger.
Bless up.
So I was like, I'm leaving. And they're like, what? And I was like, I'm leaving. They're like, you're going home? And I was like, no, I'm going to a bar. Yeah. Like, I don't like country music.
Boy, you couldn't have gone for a more drastic music change from that in one night.
To Wesley's?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like really good dancing at Wesley's.
Really?
Like.
Is it still old school Fridays?
Yeah, still, yeah. Old school hip hop Fridays.
Now, what does old school hip hop Friday really mean?
Now it's chingy, right?
Yeah.
No. Like, no, it's still like 70s, like
funk?
Funk to like 80s, 90s. Once in a while, there'll be like a Tupac song, but not.
Some people like lost their shit when they saw that bland old boring Maroon 5 was doing the Super Bowl. And people were disappointed that there weren't more Atlanta based acts.
Meaning Waka Flocka Flame or whatever his name is. I mean, everyone should be.
Well, I mean, look, Maroon 5 is boring. You know exactly what you're going to get. But I think they wanted more a little Atlanta reverence for the great music scene there. I will bet all the money in the world that we're going to get things like Ludacris and T.I. and every other, like,
no.
J.D. Yes.
No, yeah. I want them go the complete opposite direction. I understand that like, Atlanta is, like, black... Our black capital. It is.
Isn't that Detroit?
Versus no.
Of the South?
No. Yeah. I mean, as far as do you know, like at the of lists of cities, they've come out with a list of cities that have that they've ranked them from 1 through 25 of cities that are friendly to black people. And number 1 is Atlanta. Number 25 is Boston. Okay, because Boston people, it's racist.
There's a lot of N-words there.
So yeah, but so people gravitate there.
There are a lot of people who use the N-word in a derogatory way.
Yeah,
there are a lot of N-words there.
I know.
There was a baseball thing that happened a couple of years ago. Somebody screamed something at somebody.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Uh huh.
How do they even make the list?
Yeah,
it's probably just big cities.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Atlanta's a great city.
Yeah, but I want them like. Bring in every white country music star that you can find. Like, white it up. Like, I want it to look like a donut with a hole in it. Like a big chocolate donut. What? This big scoop of vanilla ice cream
like,
in the middle.
With the Walleye game when all the players are wearing Black Panther uniforms.
Like, don't be outraged because you... What?
People get outraged
You're
easily.
Looking to get pissed off for something. Why? Why? Because Maroon 5 is doing it. What? What do you want?
Taylor Swift?
You want
no.
You want T.I.? You want T.I.? Ludacris?
You'll
is
get
that?
Him.
I
You'll
mean,
get him.
Is that what?
Lil
what
John?
Do you want? You want Lil Jon?
Yes!
Yeah.
Bone Thugs was here last night. Did they show up at the Stranahan.
No, I've heard nothing.
It was Bone Thugs, Ying Yang, Twista, and Do or Die. I would have loved to have gone to that show.
I would have went for
Stranahan.
Free.
Do you know,
As
a black kid who used to listen to that, do you know how old you feel when your hip-hop artists are now with the Stranahan? They're like, hey, the Stranahan. So old.
That is the same stage that Les Mis played a 6 months ago.
Yeah, look at you, Twista. That's when you know you're going to a safe rap concert.
The last time there were probably that many black people on that stage connected with pop culture.
Stomp.
I was just saying. Oh my God. When I went to go see Boyz II Men.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody have a good rest of your weekend, okay? I will take dangling pubic hair shots of my crotch tonight for you for the
I'm so excited. Okay. I hope I get a random message. Yeah. Hey, Nico. It's Eric.
I hope she blocked your number.
She didn't. She wants to see my and my friend's titties. So, you know.
My kind of girl.
Send me your ball shot. I'll send it to her.
Perfect.
Hey, Nico.
Yeah.
Here's Eric.
Nico here. Yeah. Wait, she was Nico?
I'm sorry, she's Lori.
Right, I'll be her Nico.
Perfect.
And then you know what you should do is also message that girl on Facebook who messaged you about her boyfriend kissing your ex. You should go to get back at him. We should have sex. And that'll teach him. Yeah.
My anxiety hadn't been that peaked for quite some time. And I was more befuddled than anxious. I was like, where is this going? Like, where's the bad part of this?
Some alarmist.
Like, did I do something wrong?
No, she wanted you to shoot her off and eat a message that was like, hey, I heard you were being dirty and you had to knock it off. You're dirty. Dirty. I got a message saying you're hooer. Dirty. Yuck.
What's that again?
You hooer.
Yeah. I like that.
Hooer. This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.